Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull, meanwhile, needs to get his facts right when it comes to the Darwin port. As you know, the government has leased the strategic port to a Chinese-owned company for the next 99 years. Mr. Turnbull is defending the government's decision by saying the port that is being leased is not used by the military. It is a commercial port. Well, Prime Minister, that's not right. Darwin Port includes Fort Hill Wharf, which the Darwin Port Corporation describes as, quote, a cruise ship and defence vessel facility. They also promote the wharf as catering to frequent naval ship visits for visiting international and domestic naval ships. Malcolm, when you're defending a decision that a majority of Australians think is a bad idea, you've got to get your facts right. His office has since tried to cover up the slip by saying Mr. Turnbull was making a point that the Darwin facility is a commercial port, not a military port. Well, they're wrong again. It is. It's used by the military. Despite what the PM is saying, Darwin Port is used by our military, and now a Chinese-owned company will be running the joint. I note today that James Brown from the US Study Centre at Sydney University has defended the government's decision in relation to Darwin Port. In the Sydney Morning Herald today, Mr. Brown says the concerns raised about Darwin Port, mainly from the US, are overwrought and undersubstantiated. Now, I just should point out that this is the same James Brown who is married to Malcolm Turnbull's daughter. Not that I'm suggesting his view would be swayed in any way by his father-in-law. But Malcolm Turnbull was wrong and is wrong.